employee back to his post at the end of our interview instead of sitting rooted to my chair as I had done in the past. Halfway through the morning my ankle began to itch, and as I was rubbing the old scar, two stitches came through the skin. By the end of the week, the incision, which had never healed properly, at last closed. The following week I made formal application for admission to the WEC Missionary Training College in Glasgow. A month later the reply came. Dependent on space opening up in the men's dormitory, I could start my studies in May 1953. Corrie had news for me, too, my last day on the job. She also was leaving Ringers. She had been accepted in a nurse's training program. I looked into her eyes, sparkling with her surprise, and decided finally that they were hazel. We held hands just for a moment, then quickly said goodbye. Ahead of me now was the task I dreaded above all others— breaking the news to Tila that I had enrolled in a school sponsored by no church, supported by no organization, lacking all of the recognized, dignified, time-honored accompaniments that for her were part of education, and indeed of religion itself. We spent a miserable afternoon walking along the waterfront in the lovely springtime of Gorkum. Tila said very little. I had arguments marshaled for all the objections she would raise, but instead of arguing she grew more and more silent. The only time she sounded angry was when I mentioned the healing of my leg. I made the mistake of calling it a little miracle. "That's a little strong, isn't it, Andrew?" she flared up. "People have injuries get better every day, and most of them don't go around making wild claims." I didn't stay for dinner with Teela's folks that night. They all needed time, I thought, to get used to the new plans. That was it. Teela just needed time. Eventually, she would come to see why this was right. Meanwhile, I set about raising money for my trip. I sold the few things I owned, my bicycle and my precious shelf of books, and purchased a one-way ticket to London, where I was to meet the directors of the WEC before heading for Glasgow. When I had paid for the ticket, I had left a little over £30, the fee for the first semester. I was to leave for London on the 20th of April, 1953, but just before that date, three things happened in such rapid succession that they left me reeling. The first was a letter from Tila. She had written, she said, to the Board of Missions of her church, asking their opinion of the school in Glasgow. They had replied that it was a non-accredited, unaffiliated enterprise that had no standing in any mission circle with which they were involved. This being the case, Tila went on, she would prefer neither to see nor to hear from me as long as I was associated with this group. She signed the short letter, Tila, not Love, Tila, just Tila. As I stood in the doorway holding the letter, trying to take in what it meant in my life, Miss Meikle crossed the little bridge to our...